Well, let's go to court again now, because the trial currently underway of Gerard Ackerman, and he is facing more than 730 charges. He was the co-accused of the senior advocate, the counsel, the acting judge, the Zondo Commission, one of the prosecutors, Paul Kennedy, before his death. He died from suicide. And this charge sheet against Gerard Ackerman is so long that they were putting the charges to him yesterday, and they actually did not finish. They had to carry on today because he had to plead to more than 730 charges against him relating to a child sex ring that he allegedly ran with advocate Paul Kennedy. Chomotso Modise, EWN reporter, watching this case for us. So Chomotso, good afternoon to you. I love the way that you described in your EWN report yesterday that the pleading from Ackerman was like a mantra of not guilty. Has that continued again today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, it's exactly what we've been seeing today, the repetition of not guilty time and time again as each count is put to him. And even today, he's stood in the dock for about an hour as 40 charges were, or 40 counts were read to him. And we've actually just finished that now. And the first witness is only taking the stand now. So majority of the court day today saw him having to continue with his plea. And he's insisting that he is not guilty of any of the charges put to him. This includes the rape charges. It includes attempted murder, even for presenting some of the children to advocate Paul Kennedy and encouraging them to have sexual relations with him, Mandy, even though he knew that he was HIV positive. And he pleaded not guilty to all of that.
So the first witness has taken the stand. Do we know who that witness is and what they're going to be testifying about?
Yes. So the first witness is Colonel Kristen Clark. She's a clinical psychologist for the SAPS, and she's going to have to start today to give her report, or present her report to the court after having spoken to a number of the victims, a number of the children. Many of those victims are no longer minors. They're about 18 and 19, as this happened in 2020. So she's going to be telling the court really what the outcome of her consultation with many of the victims has been so far.
And is Gerard Ackerman the only accused here? We know that advocate Paul Kennedy was an accused with him. Paul Kennedy died from suicide after he was arrested and charged. Is there anybody else that's part of this ring who is facing prosecution?
Not at this stage, Mandy. So it seems that the state has decided to narrow this down to Ackerman as well as Kennedy. However, in the reading of the indictment, we did hear Advocate Dube referring to these unknown men who were alleged clients in the sex ring that had also paid Ackerman allegedly to procure many of these boys and bring them to either his own place or their residences. And so there are other people that had taken part and had, of course, spent their money on this. However, none of them have been brought to the court at this stage as the accused. We do know, though, that the state is continuing with this investigation, and if they do find enough evidence to prosecute, they have said that they will continue with the prosecution of any other adults that may have partaken or taken part in the sex ring.
Chomotso, thank you very much. Chomotso Modise, EWN reporter in court for us, where Gerard Ackerman's trial is now underway.